In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, how we need the Lord. We just celebrated the Feast of the Holy Trinity, and I just want to say one thing about the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is not a mystery to be solved, but a mystery to be experienced. How we need to experience the Father. How we need to experience Jesus Christ. How we need to experience the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, the Holy Trinity is not a mystery to be solved, but it is a mystery to be experienced. I remember when the Father revealed himself to me, he said to me, "Tom, you can be in the deepest mud hole, but I'll always be there to pull you out because I'm your loving Father." It was the Father who spoke to me. Oh yes, it was the Father who spoke to me. And that's Psalm 40. That's my Psalm. Psalm 40. Look it up today. Psalm 40. The Lord pulled me out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and put a new song in my mouth. I tell you how we need to know that God is triune and that we can experience the Father. We can experience Jesus Christ. We can experience the Holy Spirit. It's not a mystery to be solved. It is a mystery to be experienced. I'm looking at Mark 3. Again, he entered the synagogue. The last time he entered the synagogue, we remember that there was a man with an unclean spirit, that he called that unclean spirit to come out. And a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath. This is really sick. We remember that the Lord said the Sabbath is for man, not man for the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. Oh, they would not say what they were thinking. And Jesus says this about them. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at the hardness of their hearts and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against Jesus as to how to destroy him. I'll never forget Leslie Wachenstein read this scripture out loud, and there was a man who had a stroke, and I said to the man who had the stroke, "Raise your right hand," and he did. I said, "Be healed in Jesus' name," and you know what? He was able to move that arm, which was stroked. He went to the doctors to have therapy, and the therapist said that's impossible that it happened. It wasn't impossible. We all saw it by the grace of the living God. Oh God, help us to know the truth and to speak it and not be silent like these terrible people. They were silent. They knew it was good to do good on the Sabbath, but they said no. They said no, we're not going to speak at all. Chapter 3, verse 7. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea. And what do you think happens? And a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Why do they want to follow him? Because he has been healing people of sicknesses. He has been casting out demons. They are in need and they follow him. They want to touch him. They want to touch him. They want to listen to him. They know that he is the healer. They know that he is the power. But you know what? You know what? Jesus, on hearing all that he was doing, they came to him in great numbers from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, in the region of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because the crowd were crushing him. Oh yes, the crowd was crushing him. He wants to get into the boat and preach from the boat. It becomes his ambo, his place of worship, place of proclaiming the word of God. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Oh, how we need to touch Jesus in faith. How we need to touch Jesus in faith. I was praying with someone the other day. They had something wrong with their leg. And in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed of this ache in your knee, in your leg. And the man was healed. He was healed. Jesus is still in the healing business. Dr. Jesus is there for us, for you and for me, that we would be healed. And you know what? We have to have faith to be healed. It's about faith, living out the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever the unclean spirits saw Jesus, they fell down before him and shouted, "You are the Son of God." They know who Jesus is. The disciples still don't know who Jesus is, but the demons know who Jesus is. But he sternly ordered them not to make him known. He said, "Shut up. Shut up. I don't need PR work from the demons. I need PR work from the people who are the children of God." Verse 13. He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he loved, desired. And they came to him. He desires you today. Do you know that? You see, how do you know that, Father Tom? Because he told me. He desires you today. Oh, yes. He desires you today. He desires to give you a future and a hope. Oh, yes. That's what he desires. He desires to make you his own son, his own daughter, by grace through faith, and not of works, lest any man boast. He went up on the mountain and called those whom he desired, and they came to him. They came to Jesus, and he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles. Apostles means one sent, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, which means rock, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, to whom he gave the name Boanerges. Why? Because they wanted to call down lightning upon some people because they didn't receive Jesus. So they called them sons of thunder, and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Isn't that sad? Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Isn't it sad to be known by that? Pontius Pilate, that Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate. Isn't it sad that that's what they're noted for today, 2,000 years later? Judas, who betrayed him. Pontius Pilate, who crucified Jesus. Oh, yes. I want to be known as the person who brings people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be known as a father to many. I had Father's Day yesterday, and so many people wished me a happy Father's Day. Now, I'm not married. I have no natural children, but I have spiritual children, and how they wished me a blessed Father's Day. Yes, I want to be a father to many. I want to tell them about the love of God through Jesus Christ. I want that. Then he went home, verse 20, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. Could not even eat because all the people were gathered there. They couldn't eat because the people wanted to touch him. They couldn't even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for the people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. And that's the devil saying that. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of demons he casts out demons. This is a sin against the Holy Spirit. And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. It's not Satan who casts out demons. It's the Son of Man who casts out demons. And he said in Luke's Gospel, if I cast out demons by the power of God, by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But this end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Yes, we first bind the evil spirit. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins, that whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness. That means final forgiveness they reject. Final forgiveness that they reject. Oh, God is there into the forgiveness being, into the forgiveness experience. That's why he wants us to forgive our enemies. He wants us to live in forgiveness. Oh, yes. And it's a process. I do it with my mind first, and it doesn't reach my heart. But one day it will reach my heart, because I do it in Jesus' name. Anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. Yeah. His spirit was the Spirit of God. We remember in Luke's Gospel, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and to raise people from the dead. Oh, yes, all those things that the Lord did through Jesus, and he wants to do through the church. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you. And he replied, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here is my mother and my brothers, whoever does the will of God is my mother, my sister, and my brother. I tell you, Mary is truly the spiritual mother of Jesus. In Nazareth, she said, let it be done unto me according to your word. In Bethlehem, she gave forth and gave us Jesus as an infant baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In Cana of Galilee, she said, do whatever he tells you to do. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Oh, Mary is a spiritual mother of Jesus Christ. Not only is she the physical mother of the Lord, but she is a spiritual mother. Are you? Are you a spiritual child of God? A spiritual brother, a spiritual sister of Jesus Christ? Are you? I tell you, we need to give our lives to Jesus, because salvation is by grace through faith and not of works, lest anyone boast. I heard today that there was someone on the radio who was casting down the Catholic Church. Well, I want to tell you, when you hear that, just snap off the radio. Or if you hear me casting down people that aren't Catholic, snap me off too. Because our problem is not with people. Our problem is with the devil himself. And he loves to make us divided. He loves that. Division is not of God. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. Again, he began to teach beside the sea, chapter 4. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into the boat on the sea and sat there while the whole crowd was beside the sea. What do you think he's doing? He's preaching. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you know that today? That as the Word of God is proclaimed, faith is engendered in the people. That's why we need to proclaim the Word of God. He began to teach them about many things in parables. In his teaching, he said to them, listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. We're going to hear him say that the seed is the Word of God. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell on good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. That's a lot of yield for the Holy Land. And he said, let anyone who has ears to hear listen. Do you have ears to hear today? Do you know that the Father, that Jesus is the sower, and he sows his seed? That's the Word of God. And where does the seed land? Is it landing on good soil in your heart? Oh God, may our hearts be open to your Word. Just fertilize us with the Holy Spirit, I pray. When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But to those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive, and many indeed would listen, but not understand. You see, if they followed Jesus and gave their life to Jesus, they would understand the parables because he would explain it to them. Oh, yes, giving our life to Jesus is what it's all about. Have you given your life to Jesus? You say, how do I do that? So simple. Lord, I give you my life, the past, the present, and the future. I give you all that I am and all that I have, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower is Jesus, sows the word, that's the seed. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. Then they hear, and Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. I'm thinking of people have come to Holy Rosary, and they have come and they have received what they wanted, and now they don't come back anymore. That's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. They get what they want, and then they don't come back anymore. That's very sad. I can write a book about the people who do this. That's very sad. Very, very sad. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. But they have no root and endure only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. Oh yes, there will be trouble. There will be persecution because of the word of God. Immediately, oh yes, people do not want to hear about Jesus. They want to hear about a generic God. Our God is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is not a mystery to be solved. He is a mystery to be experienced, to experience the love of the Father who is almighty, to experience the love of Jesus who went to the cross for us and who rose from the dead, to experience the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus our contemporary and tells us of the things that are to come. And others were sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of this world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word and yields nothing. These are the ones sown on good soil. They hear the word, you accept the word and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. It is my will, it tells us in John 15, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. I tell you, it's all about fruit bearing, and fruit means people. Verse 21 of chapter 4, he said to them, is a lamp brought in to be under a bushel basket or under the bed and not on a lampstand? In other words, what do we do with the lamp? We put it on a lampstand. Why? So that we will have light. When I go into the room at night, I snap on the lights. Yes, thank God for light. I love the light of God. I love the Holy Spirit. I love what God does to people who believe. I love that. For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is there anything secret except to come to light. All your secrets and mine will come to light on that day. All that we've done and not done will come to light that day. We are saved by grace through faith and not of works, lest any man boast. Let anyone who has ears hear and listen. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get. Ah. Are you a good giver? The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Oh, what we have is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What we have is our life in Jesus Christ. What we have is the Spirit of God, who makes Jesus our contemporary. That's why the Holy Trinity is not a mystery to be solved, but a mystery to be experienced. What people need, what I need, is a Trinitarian experience, an experience with the Father, an experience with the Son, an experience with the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Yes, Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Save the date, July 14th to the 20th, 2019, at Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. We have the School of the Holy Spirit between July 14th and the 20th. Oh yes, creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to work in power. Yes, that is done through praise, that is done through worship. The speakers will be Maria Vadia, Father Tom DiLorenzo, Tyler Johnson, and guests. The worship team will be Michael McDuffie and Michelle Akers. I tell you how we need to worship the Lord. He says, worship me, and you will experience my glory. He says, worship me, and the power of God will come upon you. He says, worship me, and you will see things that other people do not see. Online, you can go to www.daysofglory.org. Daysofglory.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He let His face shine upon you. May He look at you and give you His peace. Shalom, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.